Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We had so much fun yesterday in the 8th chapter of Romans. Let's do it again. Romans chapter 8. Let's focus on the 26th and 27th verses today. And I'll start with just an analogy. Imagine you have a really big job to do. Isn't it nice if someone comes to help you complete it? When I moved to California, our movers canceled on us at the last minute. I'm 3 hours from my new house. And I called a buddy who has become a great friend of mine in the LA area as part of our ministry partners. And he came and spent hours helping us unload our moving truck. It was such a blessing from God. Because when you have that extra set of hands, you have twice the labor being performed. You can cut the work time in half. And then even have someone to fellowship with as you finish the project. And that's exactly what we did as we worked and then later as well. Well, I use that analogy because in some respects, the Holy Spirit is in us as a helper. And He's quick to pick up the areas in your life where you lack, where you are slacking. And it's also pretty nice to have someone to fellowship with along the way. Now, in a lot of other ways, the Holy Spirit is in us doing absolutely all of the work. Because the task at hand is really, it's out of our hands. Our sicknesses and our infirmities, they're possessions we'd rather not have, and sometimes they're things we don't even know that we possess until it's too late. And one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to deal with those infirmities as they arrive by making intercession for us, Romans 8:26, with groanings that cannot be uttered. The groanings that are going on in us they're on our part, and they're not the Holy Spirit. He's perfectly capable of uttering whatever He needs to say, but we don't always know what it is that needs to be said, and I've been talking about this lately and through different formats, but it's why we have the marvelous gift of praying in other tongues. You can use it whenever you desire, because when you pray in tongues, you're praying the language of the Holy Spirit, and it's not known to me what it is when I'm praying it. It's His language, but it ministers things that only He knows. I think you come up with answers to things in the realm of the Spirit, even interpretations of Scripture as you begin to pray in the Spirit. Now, every one of us would be quick to admit that the Holy Spirit knows everything going on in the spirit man and in our physical body. There's not a blood cell in your body that He doesn't know about. Not a hair on your head He hasn't numbered. Since He knows what you can't know, then the Holy Spirit must intercede in areas that you don't have the knowledge. So as you pray in tongues, you're praying that area aloud. You're joining your faith with His intercession. Jude calls it praying in the Holy Ghost in Jude 20, and that it edifies you in your most holy faith. Another role of the Spirit in our hearts is to intercede for us according to God's will. And in this role, He doesn't just address our physical needs, but He positions us for God's very best in our life. In other words, I don't think the Holy Spirit ever goes to sleep on the job. He's just always looking out for your very best interest. It ought to be a consolation to you to know that God has provided you with a couple of wonderful gifts: the ability to pray in tongues over your situation and have the Holy Spirit work for you, and the knowledge that every moment of the day, whether you are acknowledging it or not, the Holy Spirit is literally interceding on your behalf regarding every area of your life. I think you should regard yourself as pretty special in light of everything God's doing for you, everything that He has the Holy Spirit doing on your behalf, even as you are listening to this podcast. You must be blessed and favored and loved for God to take such a keen interest in you having the very, very best. I'll emphasize it again. You must be loved. At least that's how I feel. Don't stress over praying in tongues. You say that's a foreign or new concept to me. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. Be led of the Spirit. He'll always lead and guide you into all truth. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.